around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you, Craig Good. That is who and what we are, folks. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, April 18th, 2026. Where is the year going? And as we reset for another 60 minutes of the fastest 2 hours in travel, and as this show transmits via satellite to our now 620 weekly AM and FM stations across the USA, we'll be sharing with you next week some of the new stations that have joined our network. We're going to get right into our latest preferred travel panel. Today, well, we're going to be focusing on food and travel, which should make all of us hungry and a little more educated on our travels. But as I mentioned last hour, Mary and I are just back in studio from our travels to Utah, the big Let's Go America tour, Park City, that happened all last week. We'll be talking more about Utah later this hour in the J Block. But if you haven't seen the full and detailed recap that was put together by our team of those travels that we shared this week with so many different people, you can find it now posted on the show website. It has the show audio, photos, testimonials, listener comments, so much more. You'll find it right there under the Let's Go America Tour section of the homepage. Mary, preferred travel panel day. Who's joining us today?
It is, and it is food and travel preferred panel. So we are working, our engineer is working on getting Kenny done. He's the founder of Eating Europe, a food tour company. We have Dan Myers, head of content with Blue Apron, and show friend Tracy Minkin, a travel editor with Coastal Living.
Yeah, we're giving Bobby overtime, and we just heard that he is there. So good morning, everyone. Nice to have you part of today's national broadcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Well, Kenny, took us a little while to get you there. We're going to begin with you. Mary and I have personally spent time with members of the Eating Europe team. One I can vividly remember was during our big Let's Go America tour in Lisbon. The second was during one of our trips to Sicily, which is important to me since I have Sicilian heritage, and specifically Palermo. I believe we're reaching you today in Italy. Maybe that was some of the challenges there. I don't know. But Mary and I are headed there in a few weeks, and I know it's where it all began for you. So we saw something this week in the 2026 Culinary Tourism Market Report suggesting that the global culinary tourism market, it's expected to reach nearly $2.2 trillion by 2030. You know, it's less than 4 years away. Huge numbers in this sector. What are your thoughts on how robust this sector of travel is as it stands today?
Yeah, well, you are reaching me in Rome. So, apologies for any technical difficulties. And I think it's very robust. I mean, we've been on this journey with culinary tourism since 2011. So I've really seen firsthand just how much this sector has grown. And what's incredible is that, you know, over these 15 years, there's been no signs of it really letting up. In fact, kind of culinary tourism with each year seems to really be more and more kind of integrated with people's travels and really kind of a driver for how people are deciding where to travel as, it kind of for many people really starts with where do I want to eat? And then kind of cascades down from there. That's so true. I think those numbers, while incredibly impressive and they do make you kind of stop in your tracks, I think they are real, you know, and we're seeing it firsthand with just our own growth.
Thank you, Ken. So, Dan, you're on the pulse of this from a different lens, but you've also been in the food industry for years. What kind of trends are you seeing in foods, flavors, maybe even cultures that you think are influenced by such rising numbers in Americans traveling for food? And do you think the American palate is a little bit more adventurous and evolving these days?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't log on to Instagram or really any, you know, I can't turn on the TV without seeing food. And, you know, more and more people are, lining up for hours just to try the latest food trend. And it almost seems as if the line itself is part of the destination, especially with, you know, TikTok influencers. And I know that, when I travel also, you know, I plan out essentially every single meal that I'm going to have, before I even leave, because, you know, figure if I'm somewhere for 3 days, oh, hey, that's only 9 opportunities to try the local food.
So, I got to tell you, Dan, listen, our older son, last week he was up in Canada, in Montreal, in Quebec City with his girlfriend, and the entire plan, their entire trip was all food-based everywhere they were going. I saw all the places. It was kind of funny in advance. But, Tracy, I want to go this direction with you because, you know, we know you've done a good amount of travel that's involved culinary and cultural influences. We also know how important regional foods are to you from when you've been on with us in the past. Regional tourism was included in the report that I just mentioned to Kenny a few moments ago, with more local influences and visiting more rural areas of countries away from the bigger cities. So I want to hear from you, you know, your overall thoughts on regional food tourism and its growth, and maybe, you know, what you're seeing when you're out and about.
Absolutely. Good to speak with you two, you three. In the United States, I've witnessed in reporting for Coastal Living and other brands an explosion in awareness about the primacy of regional foodways, and that's thanks to food media and more expansive palates. And, you know, as Dan points out, Instagram and social media and TikTok, people are just gaining awareness visually, textually, and then they gain interest in where they want to eat when they travel. Or, you know, as both my fellow panelists point out, they travel to eat. I lived in the American South for about 10 years, and people were coming to the South to eat. They were exploring tourism foodways that connected barbecue joints in Mississippi or seafood drives that connected places on the Florida coast. People are hungry for what is local, and it's a really exciting thing to witness and to write about. I think we all do increasingly travel for food, which is a great trend.
Well, I think that. Rudy, I know you got a question or so. We'll get to that in the next segment, but think of all the time you spend with photos on your travels because you share them with us. I mean, I love when we see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you talking to me?
My I am. Yeah, well, yeah, I just said because I know you're big with that.
Well, I remember when I was 23, I'd never eaten at a Michelin restaurant. Even though I spent a good amount of my childhood in Europe, my father was in the Army. The colonel would never spend money on a Michelin restaurant. And I heard there was one in Toronto. I said to my young wife, we're going up tomorrow night, having dinner at this Toronto, to a Michelin restaurant, and we'll be back the next morning in time for work.
Yeah, exactly.
She said, we're going from Washington to Toronto just to have dinner? I said, yeah.
Yeah, listen, we've all done that. No question.
I was an early believer, you know.
Yes.
All right, panel. Listen, our first break of the hour is coming up, so we're going to ask all of you to stand by right where you are, wherever that may be. We know that Kenny's over there in Rome, and we will expand our food and travel talk when we return. Then we're going to go rapid fire with all of you in the H Block.
Kenny's in a great food destination.
Yeah, it is. Mary, we're heading there in May. I'm going to Chicago coming
you
up.
You are.
We're going for a food tour there. All right, as we hand off to Bobby in Dallas at our network center so we can run some important sponsor messages. Folks, stay where you are as well. Today's preferred travel panel. Well, we're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Region 7 Seas Cruises delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge. The quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board are outstanding. There's anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no additional charge, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. For more info, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com, just look under sponsors, and go experience the world. Hey, everyone, Robert Mary here saying, wherever travel takes you, fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away.
Featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that deliver lasting vacation memories. With 200-plus resorts around the U.S. and internationally, they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at Hilton. HiltonGrandVacations.com. Or as always, as a show listener, you know what to do, folks. Go to RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Happy travels, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit GoColette.com/United States. That's GoColette.com/United States. Or find that link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area with us. We are triangulating with Rudy in St. Paul and Bobby down in Dallas. And today's preferred travel panel, as it continues, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
With spring here and the summer travel season coming quickly, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
Oh, they absolutely do. Here's very simple. Packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's just smart travel. It safeguards you against many of the unknowns that can impact your travels. Buy it direct. Get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. We'll provide a direct link.
All right. As we continue with today's panel featuring Kenny Dunn with Eating Europe, Danny Myers with Blue Apron, and Tracy Minkin with Coastal Living.
All right. So this question I'm going to throw out to all three of you. You know, I know Mary wants to get into the airlines and their food in a minute. And certainly airports today are doing a good job feeding all of us than they were in the past with their various options and outlets available to travelers. You know, both recognizable chains and restaurants as well as outposts now more often of local institutions. But where I want to go with this with all of you is, we're all in the hospitality business to some degree, where people are at the center of the experience. How important do you believe the people behind the food are to the travel experience? Because I say it just can't always be about the food. Kenny, what say you?
That's been kind of a foundational principle for our food tours, is really to showcase the food as well as the people behind the food. I think, especially when you're traveling, kind of that's part of the kind of way to interact with the culture, to understand who these people are, what, you know, their stories are, how they kind of arrived at preparing this food, whether it was passed down from their great grandmother or if they're a couple young chefs just trying to kind of do a twist on something that is kind of more traditional. So for me, that's paramount. To get a taste of not just the food, but the people.
Dan, do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, every restaurant, every dish on every menu has a story and a narrative behind it. Even chain restaurants have founders who presumably have a reason and a story why they founded this restaurant. So not only is I think it's important to, you know, maybe look into that and do some research before you go to a restaurant and try to learn a little bit about the founders. But from a marketing standpoint, if you run a restaurant and you're not sharing your story and your background and, you know, the inspiration that went into the signature dishes on the menu, then I think it's an opportunity that you're missing.
All right. Well, I like the way you put that. Tracy, any thoughts from you?
I think only that as customers and as guests in a restaurant, I do think it's important to remember that we really are there to learn from our servers and from the people in the kitchen who are creating this food for us, really at any level. And so if we're coming in with grace and excitement about what's coming to us, I think that makes the whole interaction much more positive, whether you are in a local joint or you're in a Michelin star restaurant and you are working with a server who's highly trained to explain complex foods to you. Mm-hmm. That openness really doubles down on the experience.
Yeah, the training, mm-hmm. absolutely 100% agree. And Kenny, I just want to quickly shout out, since we've experienced, as Robert said, several of your tours around the world, your guides and the passion and training and enthusiasm they have are outstanding. So, all right, so Robert mentioned airports seem to be elevating. You're welcome, sincerely. Airports seem to be elevating their food offerings. All kinds of mom and pop stores are showing up in airports. But the airlines who, you know, years ago, and maybe I'm dating myself, years ago, that was your foray into your foodie experience abroad. Maybe the international airlines do a better job, but I'm going to use American Airlines, who's celebrating their centennial this year, as a recent example. I ordered their special centennial meal in business class just last week coming home from Salt Lake City. What was supposed to be a Waldorf salad was two pieces of lettuce and two tomatoes. The beef Wellington was tough. The pecan tart for dessert was substituted with dry cheesecake. Domestic business class. Premium economy. You're getting Biscoff pretzels or Biscoff biscuits and pretzels if you're lucky. So my point is, if whether you're turning reward points in, using credit card rewards, or paying the astronomical prices, food should at least be pretty good in business class and even in premium economy. Any thoughts on current state of airline food, Tracy?
Room for improvement, Marion. I think you've pointed it out. We could call that an opportunity if mm-hmm. we're being optimistic about it.
Yeah.
I do agree that domestic airline travel has, in their struggles to maintain, economic viability, mm-hmm. made all sorts of cuts that are really hurting the passenger who's paying a lot. And I like a Biscoff cookie as much as the next guy. But, you know, if I'm in business class, I would like to have something. I flew Air France recently, and I do have to say I ended up in business class. And that was a much more enjoyable experience. So I think also the domestics have something to learn from their international colleagues.
Kenny?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the international airlines definitely are, heads and tails above the American counterparts. But, ultimately, I think you've seen that with cost cutting and airlines with every aspect of the entire experience. So that's just the way it's been going, trending for, I don't know, a decade now.
Yeah, I guess I just wish they wouldn't make such a big deal then, of like a fancy centennial meal that's terrible. I'd rather have lower expectations.
Listen, your face said it all, if anyone wants to know. Dan, any thoughts that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was a kid traveling domestically, everybody in coach would get a meal, and it would be, edible. But nowadays, what's funny too is that a lot of airlines really talk a lot about how they're partnering with local restaurants and bringing in big name chefs.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
They're building up this expectation that you're going to get something restaurant worthy, and I can tell that they're making an effort, but it's a little hard to do that at 30,000.
Well, Dan, listen, I would think
Tracy's
when you hear
right.
centennial meal, it makes you think, oh, I should dress up for this. Really, it was not worth it. But Rudy, all right, do you have a question for the panel?
I do. I'm wondering, and maybe this is for Kenny because he's overseas, and I'm just wondering if you are sensing a pretty sharp increase in what you're paying at your average restaurants for dinners. I eat all the time, and I'm just astounded. Sometimes I get checks, and I go, "What?" In the United States, and a little less in Europe.
Kenny, what say you on that?
Yeah. I would say, for sure, and coming out of COVID over the last 4 years, there has been significant inflation across the board, but certainly in dining out. In the last couple of years, that has leveled out, and I think compared to when I'm back in the States, it's not as kind of extreme as you're describing. I definitely hear you. When I'm back in the States, I can't believe sometimes what I'd paying $25 for, a breakfast, mm-hmm. A takeaway breakfast.
That's less expensive depending
but
where
the cost of living is a big difference. I mean, something I tell friends all the time. I mean, you do have to look at the complete picture, and, salaries in the U.S., just comparing here to Italy, are 3-4 times as much. So when you do kind of do the full reconciliation and the adjustment, you know, that does change kind of the picture significantly.
All right. So really quick, this is going to be Dan and Tracy. You know, we all know about Italy or France or Spain, Greece, Mexico, I'll throw out there. But, you know, what are some other areas of the world right now that have your attention from the growing food scene? Dan? And real quick, I need about a 15-second answer on that.
You know, I tend to think domestically, and I think Philadelphia has one of the most underrated restaurant scenes in the whole country.
That's right. Tracy, now, what would you say?
Well, I would say, if we're talking about the U.S., I would say I think Houston, Texas, it's come into its own to a degree, but I think overall it is less seen, and it is one of the most vibrant and expansive food scenes in the country. So I think Houston deserves a little more acclaim and love for what they're accomplishing.
Both of those markets, I'm sure that would not be top of mind with most people listening or out there around the country. All right, Kenny, we will get to you as well when we come back. So, panel, we're coming up on another break. So I'm going to ask you right now just to stay right where you are. We're going to hit this second break in just mere moments. And when we return, we will go rapid fire with you. You know, Mary, I was thinking about the meal that we had last week at that place. Was it Back 40 in Heber Valley?
In Heber Valley, Utah.
You drive by, you would never think about it, and the meal was unbelievable.
Farm to table.
Had. Yeah, it really was. And pricing, by the way, in that respect, was nice on the wallet. All right, as we go to this bottom of the hour break for our local station so they can update you, we still have three more segments coming to you on this April 18th, including listener emails on Utah. But next, Rapid Fire happens live.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. And Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Thank you for being part of the nation's top travel show as we broadcast across the USA today. We're about to go rapid fire with our preferred travel panel, but first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And as we showcased in Park City last week, go enjoy yourself in their unique locations. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with 200-plus resorts in places around the U.S. and internationally as well. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, go get your Hilton Honors points and check out more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, Kenny, Dan, and Tracy, thanks again for being part of our featured guests for today's preferred travel panel.
All right, here's how rapid fire works, everybody. Essentially, it's exactly as it sounds. Mary, Rudy, or I will throw out a topic. We want you to share the very first thing you think of without hesitating. All right, I'm going to start us off. We'll go Kenny, Dan, Tracy in this order. Most overrated food city and most underrated food city. Kenny?
Las Vegas and Porto, Portugal.
Okay. Dan?
Las Vegas and maybe Orlando.
So Orlando's your underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
Yeah.
Wine Bar George.
These days, I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay. Tracy?
Well, I hate to do a three-peat, but Las Vegas, 100%. And then I would say, if we're international, Valletta on Malta.
We're heading there in October.
Yeah, we'll be there in October.
Good
we'll
to
know.
That,
Tracy. Okay.
And I agree with Vegas. I was just there a few weeks ago and agree. All right, so we're going to go Dan, Tracy, and Kenny. Market tour when you travel or a cooking class, if you had to choose between the two? Market tour or cooking class? Dan?
Oh, a market tour, absolutely.
Okay, Tracy?
Market tour, 100%.
Kenny?
Market tour.
Of course.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
Okay. Rudy? Rudy, where do you want to go with them?
Boy, Vegas really took in the chin there, didn't
they? They did.
Yeah.
our listeners there are going to love us. Send all the messages to preferred travel panel at rmworldtravel.com. Not any of us. Okay, anyway, go ahead, Rudy.
Well, I'm a big fan of Asia, so I eat the street food a lot in Bangkok. Not all over the world, but in Bangkok, I really do. Let me ask you, the three of you, if you had your choice, would you choose street food, a local dive, or a fine dining experience?
Tracy?
Street food.
Kenny?
Local dive.
Yeah, I like that. Dan?
Yeah, I'd probably go with a local spot.
Yeah, I think we all you such the authenticity of that. All right, so do you like to make reservations in advance or wander and find a spot? Kenny?
Wander and find a spot, but sometimes you can get burned for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Kenny, I think we would travel well together.
Yeah,
like
we got to travel with you, Kenny.
Dan?
Yeah.
I like to plan ahead and make reservations. It gives me something to look forward to.
So you and my older son, you would have really gotten along with the trip that he just did up there to Canada. Tracy, what about you?
I like to make a few handhold reservations, but I like to take a food tour early because then my guide can help me figure out other places I want to go.
Well, they had a little spontaneity like that. Okay, Mary.
All right, one country, so not city, right? Just one overall total country that you think every listener listening today should visit for food once in their lifetime. Tracy.
Oh, my God, you started with me. I just finished being in Egypt for 2 weeks, and the food was actually revelatory in Egypt and so indicative of culture and place. So I'm going to say Egypt.
Egypt, all right. Kenny?
I'm going to stay at home here in Italy and go with an obvious choice, Italy.
Yeah, well, Robert asked me where I want to go for a big birthday coming up this year, and I could have picked anywhere in the world, and I picked Italy, even though we've been 10 times.
Was it La Matriana?
As obvious as it is, yeah.
You're right across from, okay.
Love that country for food. Okay, Dan?
I'd go with the other obvious choice, France.
Yeah, all right.
All right, favorite dessert you have either or would travel for, Dan?
Let's see. Maybe just like a big ice cream sundae from there's this little place in Philly that I'm a fan of.
Okay, Tracy.
I would travel for gelato, and it would be to Italy.
Kenny, what about you? You got so many desserts available to you there. What about you?
It's true, and I feel like I'm being cliche, but I'm gonna go with tiramisu.
Tiramisu, like that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy, real quick, do you have another question really you want to throw up?
Well, I'm just wondering if you all are familiar with the Hillstone chain and how it ranks in your eyes for respect.
Kenny?
Which chain? I didn't...
Hillstone. They have restaurants called Houston's, R&D, in America.
I know Houston's. Haven't been in a long time, but I have good memories of going to Houston's in New York. So,
Quick with Dan and Tracy, because I got to wrap. Dan or Tracy, any are familiar with them or no?
I don't have personal experience with Hillstone. I tend to look for joints that aren't part of groups. That's just a bias.
Yeah, the local authenticity. Well, listen, we're going to come up on a hard break, Dan, we heard a little bit of that. But thank you sincerely,
thank you, all three of you,
for being a part of today's live broadcast and today's preferred travel panel. We will definitely stay in touch. Our best to all of you. All right, so there we are.
All right, well, that was a lot of fun. I think everyone's hungry now. So in about 10 minutes, I know I am, Robert and I will answer some of the questions that we received involving our Utah travels last week. But up next, Rudy is going to talk ghost tickets. Stay with us, everyone.
Connect. connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. You know, I'd like the attention of all the men in our audience today. It might be time to change deodorants. Our slogan is, don't mask it, Mando it. Whether you're working out, planning a romantic dinner, looking to get ahead at work, or even standing at the altar as the best man, most of whatever we all use just covers up nasty odors. Mando, however, uses mandelic acid to neutralize odor-causing bacteria at the source before there's anything to mask for up to 72 hours. It delivers strong performance, it's skin-safe, and it's made with completely clean ingredients. But wait, there's more. As a show listener to this show, you'll receive... Well, that's... redundant. As a show listener, you'll receive 20% off site-wide at shopmando.com when you buy directly online, and use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at checkout, or as always, find a link at armworld.com by looking under sponsors. Well, about a week ago, the nation's largest ticket exchange and resale company agreed to pay $10 million to settle Federal Trade Commission charges that had advertised live event ticket prices without disclosing the all-in price up front. But that's not the only controversy surrounding sites that sell tickets to big musical and sports events. Ever heard of ghost tickets? Neither had I. But our next guest knows all about them. Emily Stewart is a senior correspondent at Business Insider. And in an article in September, she describes ghost tickets as the live event's dirty little secret. And with the stampede for World Cup tickets lottery, She's got a timely warning for all of us. Emily, nice to have you back. Okay, what are ghost tickets?
Yeah, so basically, ghost tickets are tickets that people buy, usually on secondary ticketing sites. You think a SeatGeek, a StubHub, a Vivid Seat, that the person selling the tickets doesn't have. So basically what happens is, like, if you go to these websites, you see a lot of tickets listed. And the honest truth is that sometimes the people who are reselling the tickets, always resellers, are speculating. They don't have the tickets. So they will list these tickets and kind of hope that at the last minute they will get them, maybe because ticket prices to an event drop at the last minute because they have some sort of backroom deal. But what happens is that sometimes people don't realize that this is what they have. You know, most of the time it works out, but every once in a while it doesn't. You know, I came across this story because, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, so that what you're describing is someone, like, let's say I've got a hot concert coming up in 2 months I know about. Tickets go on sale. I don't want to put out the money now, but I will price a ticket which is really high, knowing I can get it for cheaper, and advertise that I have that ticket. Then you contact me, then I buy the ticket, and I make the profit and the difference. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Basically, that's what happened. So, like, I mean, to put this in more real terms, a friend of mine, she had gotten tickets to a Formula One race in Bahrain, I think it was, a couple of years ago or last year. So she gets to Bahrain, she's obviously flown there, she has, has her hotel room, and the last minute she gets a notice from, I think she had bought through StubHub, you know, sorry, the tickets were canceled. Now in the fine print, it says that this is possible, and what probably happened was that the person who sold her the ticket had taken this risk that they would get it, and they didn't get it. And StubHub gives the money back, but of course, she's sitting right. in a different country figuring out what to do. And this happens every once in a while. You hear these horror stories. And for this story that I did in September, I heard from quite a few people who said, you know, I thought I had tickets to an event, to a concert. All of a sudden, I start to look in the fine print, and I'm like, wait, the ticket hasn't shown up yet. What do I do? And had realized at the last minute that their tickets were canceled. Again, you get your money back, but they miss opportunities to buy tickets elsewhere, to buy better tickets. And sometimes, especially if you're traveling, you know, all of a sudden you're sitting in, you know, if you live in California, you're sitting in New York City, and the concert you wanted to go to, you no longer can get into.
Right. It's not just the ticket price you lose. It's your transportation. It's your hotels. It's could be your friends. Maybe you're buying two or more tickets. I understand, according to your piece, this was an issue during Taylor Swift's famous Eras tour, and that it's very, very common. Right now, I guess the only reliable place to actually get World Cup tickets is going to FIFA.com/tickets. But I don't understand the whole thing because I'm not following it closely. You may be, but there's a lottery, and, you know, then they put them out in pieces. So I'm sure if you go on, what, StubHub and SeatGeek and Vivid Seats, I would find FIFA tickets now, right? And not necessarily, not at all from the source.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think I put in this story, it was last summer. I was looking for tickets to the World Cup, and there are all these tickets on StubHub. And I was like, wait, are they even out yet? And the answer was, like, there tickets existed, and there were tickets on StubHub, but, like, StubHub couldn't say whether or not those were those tickets. And there are certain things that are tells. Sometimes if you see, especially in events that haven't come out yet or just recently the tickets have been launched, if the back row of a section, if that has a bunch of seats, that might be speculative, because that way, if the person who's selling the, you know, who's flipping the tickets, right, if they can get any seats in that section, they can tell you that you got an upgrade. And, like, you never know. Most of the time, people never know that this has happened. But, of course, the one time that it does happen, it feels like a disaster.
Buyer beware. Emily Stewart is a correspondent with Business Insider, where you can read this piece. Be careful buying tickets. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone. Well, with 9 segments now in the rearview mirror today, we've arrived at the J block. And today, well, that's going to have Mary and me answering emails. We've talked about that throughout the show today. But first, well, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Gary.
Protecting what's important is a priority for all of us, whether it's our homes or even a small business. Most security systems wait until after a break-in to react, but simplysafe.com/carry is a lot smarter. Their ActiveGuard outdoor protection uses advanced AI-powered security cameras paired with live monitoring agents that are going to keep watch over your place 24/7. And if someone suspicious approaches, the agents can see and speak to them directly and call the police, fire, or ambulance all in real time.
Monitoring plans start at around just $1 a day and include a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Save 50% off your new system today at simplysafe.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Since Robert and I are just back from the big Let's Go America tour, Park City, we thought we'd answer some of the emails related to those Utah travels today for all of you.
All right, so let's do that. Our first email is from Brooks, who listens to us in Salt Lake City. That's a good place to start off since we just came from there. That's our local affiliate, AM 1230 KJJC Radio. This is what Brooks has written to us. It was cool to hear you covering our beloved state and broadcasting from Park City. I saw on Facebook photos of you at Great Salt Lake, and I'm curious to hear your reaction since it's so low, as President Trump and our governor are working to find a way to get it filled up. I work at the Cargill salt plant here, and besides it impacting us, my brother-in-law is in the brine shrimp business, and he's being hurt too. I'll be listening, and I hope you agree to talk about the Great Salt Lake. We need the national attention. All right, Brooks, well, consider it done. You asked, we're delivering. I'll also talk about this, I promise you, during our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentary sometime this week as well.
So, Brooks, I'll start with this one. First of all, love your city. What a beautiful city. But the low levels of Great Salt Lake definitely surprised us, Robert, right?
Yeah,
they really did.
Especially that muck and everything we saw.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
And, you know, we understand how important the lake is to Utah. A local told us that back in 1986, the lake was actually at a record high and covered nearly 2,300 square miles. But as of just 3 years ago, it now covers just about 1,000 square miles. So just think about that. That's a big difference.
That's substantial loss.
And with the poor winter snow totals your state just experienced, restoring the lake would definitely help increase rain and snow. It's called the lake effect mechanism. It's really interesting. It has to do with higher water levels and more precipitation and cold air. And of course, this is very important with the 2034 Olympics coming. So now we know Great Salt Lake is too salty for drinking, so it's not being drawn down for personal consumption like Lake Powell is. But we're told that agriculture is the number one reason for why it's so low, and because there's no outlet, evaporation seems to be the second biggest reason for the drop.
Yeah, it is. Now, President Trump and his administration have proposed $1 billion in federal assistance, primarily to acquire more water and address some environmental concerns. Governor Spencer Cox announced a plan last fall to top up the lake that includes millions in private donations. Josh Romney, Mitch's son, is also actively working to replenish the lake through his Great Salt Lake Rising Group. All told, it seems like it's going to cost around $5 billion, Mary.
Wow.
They're requiring 260 billion gallons of water. I've got to put that in perspective for you folks. It's equivalent to what all the residents and businesses here in our area of New York City use in about 9 months. So we'll continue to cover it, Brooks. Our second email of the day is from Ellie, who listens to us in Arlington, Virginia. That's our Washington, D.C. affiliate, AM 570 and FM 105.1 HD3 WRC radio. She's written, I had no idea you could search your ancestry for free, and really enjoyed your discussion with the Family Research Library Director. I told a friend at work about it after I started my own account, and she mentioned it's run by the Mormon Church. I'm Presbyterian, as is most of my family. Does this have any impact on the info they share with me not being Mormon? Allie, the quick answer to that is
no. Good question, though.
We actually talked to Lynn about this during our visit and his team. The LDS Church does underwrite all the costs. Keeping accurate genealogy is part of their mission. But you could be Catholic, Jewish, Baptist, agnostic, whatever you are. Everyone can access all the data they have on your family. And with nearly 17 billion records, like we talked about, they're the largest. And that library in Salt Lake City, it's a destination to go experience.
Yeah. And so the church also, that's why it's free. The church funds it, basically. So it is free for anyone. And, you know, listen, it was very, very interesting.
It
and
was.
Robert, like you said, they've got basically any record from everywhere in the world. And with 17 billion records,
it's a travel destination.
And they have
all the
trained volunteers. You can walk in with photos and documents, and they'll put everything together for you. I'm throwing the website out real quick, familysearch.org.
Okay. Our third email and likely final one today is from Justine, who listens in Big Pine Key, Florida. That's our Key West affiliates, FM 96.9 WKEZ and FM 102.5 WPIK radio. Justine is asking, I moved here from Michigan a decade ago and loved tulips, but it's very challenging and nearly impossible to grow them in the Florida Keys. I had no idea that Utah grew so many tulips. Really enjoyed the photos of your visit to the Tulip Festival there. I heard you say it's one of the top 10 things to do in the state. I'd like to know more about it and if it's worth planning a trip next spring. Well, Mary, since tulips are your thing, I am going to defer to you. We actually really enjoyed going to Thanksgiving.
We did. You liked it as well. We had a great time. Thousands of tulips, more than 400,000. Not that I counted, but that's what we were told. But they're just acres and acres. So it's on 50 acres, and there's just lots of activities for families and children. It happened to be spring break when we were there, so it was definitely busy. If you go, I encourage you to go early. Try not to go on a Saturday. And we saw parrot tulips, which are these beautiful
so many
ruffled
variations.
Petals. And
yeah.
What a variety. Yeah.
Really
just
was.
A really great day.
All right. That is where we're going to leave things for today, folks. There's so many more things we could talk about Utah. I think between last week's show and what you're hearing today, we had a good time there, and we hope you go experience it yourself. Keep sending us your travel questions. You do that at rmworldtravel.com. Click on the Contact Us tab. Thank you, Brooks, Ellie, and Justine for your emails today. Until we return live next Saturday, April 25th from 10 to noon Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.